Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. I'm Lucianne Lance. My guest today is the architect Damian Farrell from Damian Farrell Design Group, and we're going to talk about new home design and the construction timeline. And Damian, as we come out of COVID, we've got to talk about those lumber prices. What's going on?
It's crazy. Just absolutely. In fact, I have in front of me the National Association of Home Builders on their website, if anyone's interested. Carries a weekly updated graph that graphs both the CME futures prices of lumber, right? So what's being traded on the mercantile, and then also the random lengths. So that's basically what you're paying per 1,000 board foot for just the rough stuff. Hasn't been made into plywood, hasn't been made into 2x4s. So if I look back at the 6th of November of last year, both those prices were trading at $580, right, per 1,000 board foot. 2 weeks ago, we had a major spike of the futures prices, but now it's taken a dive to match the... So really the random lengths is the one I worry about, because that's what all our suppliers are buying on, and that's what we're building on and designing on. So that right now is sitting at almost exactly $1,500 per 1,000 board foot.
Oh, wow.
From $580 to $1,500.
Wow.
since 6th of November.
Almost three times as much. That is incredible, yeah. Damian. So how are people like you, builders, architects, dealing with this right now?
It has really turned us upside down. So people are still building, right? So we've had a couple of projects that are just, people have said, I don't need this that badly. But it's by no means a trend. The issue is finding the people to get on site. And, you know, if you're booking with someone 8 to 12 months out and you're doing estimation exercises now on your I was very familiar with escalation from my years as an architect in South Africa, right? We had actually a formula that on every pay request, you apply this formula, because the Hallett formula, because inflation was so high, right, in South Africa. And so that was a way of predicting the rise on a month-to-month basis. So we're now actually building in escalation amounts on our estimates that we're putting together.
Wow.
When the NAHB thinks that this has added $36,000 to the price of your average home, say 27 to 3,200 square foot home.
$36,000 extra dollars on
extra dollars on that on one house.
And how long do you think this is going to continue?
I don't think it's going to stop.
You don't?
I don't. I was really hoping, because lumber, this is my own personal opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I dearly hope I'm wrong. I really thought, because lumber has always been a commodity and has always gone up and down. I think so much has happened, so much coincidence has happened during the COVID time, that it's way up there. We are not going to, maybe it'll come down a little bit, Lucianne, but I can't see it coming down less than, say, 200% over a year ago. Mm. Even if it drops one third, you know, that's still 200% increase.
So is this keeping people from building? It doesn't appear so, because, you know, the housing stock has been so low, although I've seen a little uptick in that locally in Washtenaw County now, but it's been so low, people are choosing now to build homes. Are they able to do that? Is the money out there right now?
The money is there. And obviously the lower rates help, right? So they just inched up to right around 3%. And I don't think that's troubling too many people. I think if we see rates, you know, pass maybe 3.5%, even though that is still low, right, compared to times that you and I knew back, you know, a long time ago,
right.
That might kick it in, just the combination of these two things. But while rates are this low, financing is this available. And I think that lenders are continuing to be careful. So I'm not reading or hearing any media concerns about the false foundation and the bubble that developed after the, you know, at 2008.
Yeah.
Because where they were literally giving away money on no equity.
Right.
Right. So some of that good math, there may be people there, but some of that good math has held on. And I think as long as that holds there, We'll see. And then, of course, there is that COVID impact of people having lived in their homes now very close and tight for 18 months, maybe more for some people. And if they've got some money, they're figuring out how they can adapt their home. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting once that wave of needs, wants, dreams, and desires tapers off, right, as to what we are left with.
Yeah.
At that point.
A very good analysis by Damien Farrell, architect with Damien Farrell Design Group. You can visit online, dfdg.design. They do commercial, new construction, renovation, addition. He's just done some absolutely beautiful homes. I want to talk a little bit about what that whole process is like. And today we're going to outline for our listeners here, new home design and construction timeline. Where does all of this begin?
So it's interesting because as I look at this, which was this resource we created on our website to try to help people who were considering going down this route of building a new home or remodeling a home, trying to give them as many resources as possible. So trying to give it a realistic picture as to how long things take and also how these phases happen. Well, I tell you right now, this drawing needs to be updated, right? Because it's, we've been very accustomed to a relatively linear process, right? If you do your design and you do your estimating well, then when you get to the point of actually building, of having construction drawings and putting in for a permit, you've got a pretty good handle on the cost of your project, right? You're not throwing it out at that point because, oh my God, where did all these surprises come from? Mm-hmm. So now we're having to bring all of that estimating far forward, and we're then guessing at what's going to happen in 6, 8, maybe even 12 months' time.
Yeah.
Right now. So it's a question. The big thing now for someone wanting to do that is, how do I start, and what is this going to look like? Well, the big difference is going to be if you start now and you start to work your design work and doing preliminary estimating, there is going to be a downtime of some considerable time during which you are waiting for your builder to start, right? And of course, what you're hoping is that you can secure packages of lumber, things like that, ahead of time. So this is a different game right now because, as architects, yes, we could stretch out the design and the construction drawings, and add another 6 months to the process, but that doesn't benefit anybody really, mm-hmm. other than fine tuning. So what it's going to look like, you're going to go through your regular process, schematic design, design development, working through that, getting your construction drawings ready, getting a builder on board, and you're going to have to sign up with someone early. But they need to put it on their book, and they are going to take some money from you in order to secure your position.
And generally, what percentage is that of the project that a builder would take?
I have seen that number anywhere from just a couple of $1,000s as a placeholder up to five figures.
Mm, wow.
Upfront.
And so, someone approaches an architect like yourself, and mm-hmm. you talk about all of these, you do the schematic design, design development, construction documents, and then getting the builder, is that up to the new homeowner to do, or do they work with you on that? Do you suggest builders?
Both. So some homeowners come to us with a builder on their team. Mm-hmm. In other instances, they're asking for our advice. What we typically set up are 3 interviews. With people that we have worked with in the past who we know can produce the quality level that these clients are looking for. Mm-hmm. Because so much of it is trust and so much of it is based on relationship. And sometimes that's difficult for people to swallow, the idea that I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. But, the reality is in the custom world, both remodel and new, most of these builders, they make about, their charges, their markups, they're give or take, right? You hear, so-and-so is expensive. Well, I always refute that because they're not expensive. I mean, what you're paying a builder, what they're making is this tiny, is this little piece of it, right? It's 15, 20% of the whole. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's labor and materials. It's all other people.
Right.
you know, and they get done what they get done very well because they hire very good other people.
Well, and that's the key here. You get what you pay for, right? And the quality of your home, it does make a difference depending on who that builder is. And working with an architect to determine who is good out there, who's going to do right by you for the money that you have, is really important. Damian Farrell with us, architect with Damian Farrell Design Group. You're listening to our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Damian is a member of Bragg, and you can go to braggannarbor.com for information. Also, Damian's website, dfdg.design. So let's go back to this infographic that you have. Then we get to the point, and there's a lot of work that goes on ahead of time there. I'm going to ask you kind of what the timeline is working with the architect. But then you get to the point where pre-construction and then something called construction observation. So first of all, the point where you're designing the home, about how long should that take?
On average, across my years of my career, I would say between 4 and 6 months.
Okay.
Very much on average. I've had it go a year. I've had it go 3 months, depending on people's schedules.
Okay. And then the pre-construction and construction is tagged onto that?
Yes, it's tagged. So construction drawings then are tagged onto that as well.
Okay.
So again, construction drawings, on average, sort of 12 to 16 weeks for a full set of construction drawings for a new home, you know, a decent-sized new home.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of detail when you're doing custom. Where things will change now is in that pre-construction phase. So we've always put a lot of emphasis at that stage of doing solid estimates. So again, when the client says yes, I'm ready to go, they are within a range that they are comfortable, and they know that everything's covered, right? It's in there. And they very, you know, beyond that, the only upcharges really should be decisions they make to make upgrades, which I thought. So we're going to have to start to pull that pre-design phase in a lot earlier. And people are going to have to commit to a builder earlier than they might have thought. And I'm glad that we've always stressed to our custom builders that, in fact, we will, and this we've had done this for a while, we will not start a project without a builder on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had that in place, and that, fortunately, we will stick to. And so for us, there's not much adaptation there, other than a greater emphasis on, let's put numbers together now, let's build in an escalation clause, let's see how we do. With this, but let's try to get the same thing. Let's take a linear process, get people to the point where the design is what you want and the cost is what you're willing to live with within a range. Now we're talking bigger ranges than we've ever talked before, right? So what we might have said 5 to 10% might be 15 to 20% now.
In other words, you have to be prepared that your project could go 20% over budget. You have to be prepared for that from the beginning because of these escalating costs we've seen during COVID.
Yeah, and it's these enormous domino effects that are happening. So, for instance, 2-3 weeks ago, you know, a major drywall mud shortage. Couldn't get it anyway, right?
Really?
Good old green top bucket, right? Couldn't get it. So just take that and then do the fallout from that, right? So, you know, that means you can't do finished electrical, you can't paint, you can't do any of the finished work. So all those people who had it on their schedule to get in at a certain time because everyone's so busy, well, those schedules are falling apart.
Wow.
So when things like that happen, right? So we had this terrible appliance crisis last year, right, where people were waiting 6 to 9 months. We had a couple of clients who went out and bought interim appliances because you just couldn't get them.
Mm. Wow.
You know, simply couldn't get them.
And what about the shortage of workers? Is that still a thing?
Yes.
It is?
Yes, it is. It is. Especially if you want to do a small project.
Mm-hmm.
We have two small projects, just anecdotally. This one's a quick story. About a 400 square foot deck, a low deck, right? So no handrails needed, less than a foot off the ground, and a 10 by 16 screen porch, pure screen porch. No glass, just screens, right? So it's all lumber. At the beginning of COVID, that was looking to be about a $45,000 to $50,000 project. And it took 18 months to find someone who was willing to come and do a project of that size. And that cost today is $97,000.
Oh, my. I'm flabbergasted. Are they sticking with the project?
This instance, yes. Yes, she is.
Amazing.
After some serious golf. So, you know, we used to, say, oh, a two-car garage, you know, with some extra space, maybe, some loft storage, 35 to 50,000, depending on what you want to do with it. That's doubled in price now. $85,000 for a two-car garage.
Well, and I'm sure it's not helping when you see the HGTV shows that are previous episodes, and they're talking about pricing. It has nothing to do with today's prices.
No, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Damien, what's the total amount of time then you were looking at for someone doing a custom home with an architect and builder?
Oh, I would, you know, starting from scratch, I would budget about 8 months of design and drawing time, and somewhere between 10 and 14 months of construction time under normal conditions. Right now, I would tell, and we are telling our clients, budget 6 months extra for the construction period.
And just to give our listeners an idea, typically it's about a 9-month turnaround for a production house, or a production builder, I should say. That's someone who's doing more, and I don't mean to use this term, but a cookie cutter type of, they've got the plans already,
They know their quantities, right? There's nothing custom.
Right. Yeah. And so that's quite a bit deal more for custom, but well worth it because you're getting exactly what you want. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's just been fascinating to look into the various industries and the impact that COVID-19 has had on businesses. And this today was very eye-opening for the construction business and builders and architects out there. Damien, I wish you well and good luck with all of those projects.
Thank you. We're all going to need it in the industry.
Yeah, that's right. You can visit dfdg.design. It's fun just to go through and look at Damien's beautiful photos that are up there and the work that he has done all across the country. Great architect here in Ann Arbor. Thank you so much. And you can also visit BragAnnArbor.com for information about the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. I'm Lucianne Lance. Our thanks to Damien Farrell. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.